We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Broncos sit at 12. The Raiders are at 13. And then inside the top five, you have the Chargers sitting at pick five. And that pick seems to be one where everybody's questioning. It could be for sale. Could the Chargers back out, or is that the Joe Alt pick? Honestly, everybody else in the division, I guess the Chiefs could too, but everybody else in the division, there's a real case to be made that they could be involved in a trade. Like, a lot of people think the Broncos could trade up for a quarterback. The Raiders could trade up for a quarterback. The Chargers could trade back, like, because the Vikings want to go up to five. I mean, that the AFC West, there could be a lot of the trades could involve AFC West teams tomorrow night.
The way I look at this right now is these teams, I hope they screwed up, because I think these teams would be better served to all trade down, because they all don't need one player. They need a crew of talent, specifically the Chargers. I know, as tempting as it is to just be like, Joe Alt, we're good, or Malik Nabers, we're good, and just take a guy who they know has an elite level talent for them. The problem is they were a 5-win team with one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL last year. And I know he's hurt, but the year before that, they were a 7-win team. They need an accrual of talent, like, or maybe 8 wins. I don't remember, they blew
the playoff lead to the Jags.
Sorry, they actually went. That's the,
and two they years had the ago. Epic playoff failure.
I'm thinking the year before that. Yeah, they actually did win like 10 or 11 games that year. Yeah, the following year, absolutely blew it. But when you look at like what the Chargers need to do, they need more than one player. They need a lot of players. My guess is that they trade out. The Broncos trade up and the Raiders stay where they are. Like, if you made me guess right now, I think the Chargers trade out of five. I think there are multiple teams who want quarterbacks, and I've even seen mock drafts that say maybe the Bears, instead of staying at 9, trade up and like get the guy they want at wide receiver at 5, rather than wait around to see if Odunze or Nabers are going to be there at 9. They just go up 4 spots for minimum value shift and do it. I think because the Chargers need wide receiver, but they also need offensive line. They need guys like, they need offensive line help. They need defensive line help. They need corner help. The two defensive linemen they kept this previous year, and Bosa and Khalil Mack, are still really, they only reworked their deals to buy themselves a season. They need more than one player. I still think the Broncos are trading up. Sean Payton didn't take that job just to fire Russell Wilson after a year and then go in and start Zach Wilson for a year.
That'd be great. I hope so. That'd be incredible. Look, I think at five, as much as Joe Alt makes sense, this is where tomorrow night at the draft party, remember, you can fill out your draft form, and wherever you think Joe Alt's going to go, you could still think he's going to the Chargers, and they could still trade back a spot or two. But this is where I think one of the teams is trading up getting quarterback. This is, to me, the Vikings either trading up for McCarthy. This is the Raiders trading up for Michael Penix Jr. I know it's an interdivision trade, but I don't think it matters here in this circumstance.
Now, if they're taking a quarterback, you don't care.
So this, to me, will be the spot where I think it's moved. And maybe the Chargers still get Joe Alt because they only move back a handful of spots.
Titans are the problem at 7 for them.
Right. And do they think that that's worth the risk? But 5, I think, might be the first trade of the draft. Like, the Bears aren't trading at 1. No. I think the Commanders are staying put and taking Jane Daniels or May, and I think it's Daniels. I do think the Patriots have been interesting.
I don't think anyone's going to meet their asking price.
And then the Cardinals are tricky at 4, but I think ultimately they're all in on Kyler Murray, and I do think they're going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. So to me, 5 might be the first spot a trade comes into play, and that's how we get our fourth quarterback off the board. Whoever you believe that's going to be, Penix or J.J. McCarthy, that to me is what's happening at 5. But you're right, the Broncos, and are they really going to just run into the season with Zach Wilson, which would be hilarious? I don't buy it. Unless they stay pat at 12, Cody, and they think, oh, we'll just take Bo Nix at 12, which is higher than a lot of people think he would go.
I mean, I think he's going in the second.
Yeah, I tend to think Bo will go in the second. I wonder who is better fit for Michael Penix. I mean, is it Denver?
Denver is a perfect fit. Michael Penix Jr. is the ideal quarterback
for Sean Payton.
For Sean Payton.
Okay.
He is a, I think that they are a perfect fit for
each other. Yeah, no, and I like Michael Penix. The concern with him is the injury stuff, right? Injury history, a couple reconstructed knees.
Sure.
So yeah, that's the concern. That's why he's not being discussed as one of the first two quarterbacks.
Also, it happens
off the
to
board.
Be he's in the draft class where there's a lot of super, like in normal drafts, Penix probably does go top 10. He still might. But he probably he definitely does. Mm-hmm. He's like the second quarterback off the board most years.
If it weren't for Jaden Daniels having the year that he had, Penix is is the third guy.
The truth is, Jaden Daniels is the number one overall pick, probably like five of the last six drafts, and Drake May is probably the second guy off the board, five of the last six drafts. But Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are in this draft, so he's the third guy off the board, or what else? Someone might talk themselves into J.J. McCarthy instead. You never know.
The report, Herm Edwards doing an interview yesterday.
Herm?
Yeah, Herm Edwards.
Fresh off of his five-year show cost suspension from Arizona State.
He's back at ESPN, isn't he? I think, or...
This was on BetQL. He was on one of the Odyssey BetQL shows, and he was talking about Jaden Daniels, because he coached him at Arizona State, remember? Mm-hmm. And Jaden Daniels, before going to LSU, was recruited by Herm Edwards and coached by Herm Edwards. And there's ties with Antonio Pierce, who's now the Raiders, with Arizona State, with Jaden Daniels. The problem is it looks like the Commanders are going to take him. But if Jaden Daniels somehow isn't the number two pick, let's say that...
And he's the heavy favorite to be so.
Yeah, right, and let's say the Commanders just went through the smokescreen and they draft Drake May. I don't think it'll be J.J. McCarthy, but let's say they draft Drake May. Then at three, it's the Patriots. If there was a team desperate enough, because they reportedly, according to Herm Edwards, love Jaden Daniels, the Raiders at three for Jaden Daniels. Well, that requires Daniels not getting picked by the Commanders, which I don't think is going to happen. But if Daniels doesn't go to... All of a sudden, could the Raiders pull off the huge trade and go all the way up to number three and get Jaden Daniels?
I don't remember if it was Diana Rossini who said this exactly, but she said the Patriots are fielding calls. I think that there was another, I don't know if it was Diana or somebody else.
They're
that
asking
said
for the moon.
That well, that, but also the Patriots, if Drake May, they want Drake May.
Yeah, and if he's not there.
If he's not there, then they might want out.
And if Jaden Daniels, therefore, would be on the board, is that where the Raiders all of a sudden say, you know what, we're doing it. We love this guy. Antonio Pierce wants him, and they go up and
they
get
give
him.
The Patriots
that could
a haul.
Be fun. And the Patriots need a haul, right? Because they got all kinds of issues.
We talk about rosters that need a lot of help everywhere.
Who is their...
Jacoby Brissett right now is their quarterback.
I mean, look, part of me thinks that for certain teams, I think it makes sense to do this. You build the team before you get... Like, you build the team before you get the quarterback. So when you get the quarterback, there's enough foundation in place for you to make the most out of those 5 years that you have him. I don't know if Houston is a good example of that. But they had a solid team built around. It just happened to work out where maybe New England, they get a wide receiver at 12 if they're there, or they figure out a way to build up the roster where when they get a quarterback next year or whenever they deal with it.
Yeah. Someone says, why does Gold put so much emphasis on Jaden Daniels? That's because of Jay.
That was an incident.
Because it's a couple reasons. There's because Jalen Daniels plays at Kansas, and there was a time, I don't know, a year ago maybe,
we played back a clip where it sounded like you called him Jaden Daniels,
called the Kansas quarterback Jaden. And so now we differentiate the two. Jalen Daniels and Jaden Daniels. That's why. That's the story there.
I think it would be interesting to see if Minnesota's the team left out in this, or because if I don't know if the Vikings would want to trade up. I mean, the Vikings seem like the fit to trade up to five
And get Penix.
But if the Raiders are desperate enough for a quarterback, or the Broncos are desperate enough, do they jump Minnesota and take a quarterback? And then Minnesota's screwed in that case. You know,
that's why the Chargers, I think, are in a really good spot at five, because I think there's three teams, maybe I think two for sure, maybe three, that could try to actually get up to five because of the scenario you played out, the worry that, hey, okay, if you're the Broncos and you're the Raiders, I guess you're 13, you're worrying, okay, we can't just sit at 13. There's a team like the Broncos and the Vikings that both want a quarterback. The Vikings already traded up to get the pick that they own right now. To me, they don't trade up and be positioned where they're at without trying to trade up again.
I think in best case scenario for the Chiefs, I guess, would be Minnesota trades up at five with the Chargers. The Chargers end up getting... I don't know.
Well, they swapped the first, so they move back to
11. So maybe they get Roma Dunze. Maybe they get Roma Dunze. Otherwise, they just have to settle on somebody else. The Charger or the Raiders get a tackle, and then the Broncos get a corner. That doesn't scare. They get better, but that doesn't scare you if you're the Kansas City Chiefs at all. I don't think in terms of the divisional race.
No, but it's still smart because you got to allow them. The more talent they acquire, the more likely they are to get it right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.